Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia.
And it is 1:03 p.m., so you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio with Natalie
and Chloe.
And yeah, we have a lot of songs planned. It's almost Halloween, and it's also almost our... I think we started the show around a year ago. It was late October, so maybe this is kind of our one-year anniversary show, though they don't actually fall on the same dates. So, yeah, it's not really Halloween-themed. I wish it was. We should have planned a Halloween-themed episode.
With, like, what songs?
Well, actually, mine are kind of, like, haunting, right?
That doesn't equate to Halloween.
Things that relate to Halloween. Are there any songs about pumpkins? Maybe not any good ones.
I don't know. I can't think of any right now.
Okay, well, we're going to play our first song now. This is called Show Me the Ropes by Good for Grapes. They are a Surrey folk rock band. This is a track off their brand new album, The Ropes. They're actually playing at the Imperial on November 12th. And yeah, I really, really love their sound. They have a great energy, great stage presence.
And they won.
They won the Peak Performance Project last year. And yeah, they have a really great kind of marriage between country and a modern rock and roll sound. I hope you like it. It is Show Me the Ropes by Good for Grapes.
What's up? again. If I said no to love, oh, I could start again. If I said no to love, oh,
close my eyes, I built these walls. I made them 10 feet wide and 20 feet tall. When you're up so high, you never wanna fall. I should have held a little back, but I had to give it
Welcome back. You're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The track you just heard was Fire by Jenna Gogo. I believe she's, this is like an independent track, but I believe she's also the vocalist in a Toronto-based group called Blue Sky Miners, which is awesome. I found this track when I was channel surfing and landed on a show called The Next Step, which is a kind of tween, kid to tween based.
It's a reality based show. It's like one of those ones where the actors have confessionals, like it's real, but it's not. It's about a group of teenagers who attend a dance academy. It's about, you know, their life dancing and then all the turmoil behind it.
We don't have to go into a description of the show. But we do think they're good dancers. We've had the opportunity to interview some of the cast members before. They're actually coming back in February.
Yeah, because they go on tour as the dance troupe. So they basically come and they do a bunch of numbers that some of them were in the show. I mean, they performed on the show.
So if anyone knows anyone who watches the show or has younger siblings or knows young dancers, anyways, it would be a good show to check out.
Says us.
Anyways, the next song we have for you is by a local-based act called Bear Mountain. The song is called Hopeful. It was a new track that they released just last month. Great alternative electric sound. Well, how would you describe it?
Catchy.
Yeah, it's Natalie really says good. It's catchy, so you should listen to it. I really like the song. So here is Hopeful by Bear Mountain.
Tragic.
explore music that spans Eric Sadie's Musique d'Ambulement to Lawrence English's dense electronic drones and nomadic streams, Vancouver New Music's 2015 Festival of Ambient Music. Nomadic Streams runs from October 22nd to 24th. For more information, visit newmusic.org.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song that you just heard before those short messages was Blood Red by The Maine. They're an Arizona kind of rock, pop rock band. We've probably played them before. Oh, that also, that song was off their 2013 album, Forever Halloween. So there's the Halloween theme in our episode today. Yeah, we've probably played them one or two times before. They're one of my favorite bands. They kind of have an evolving sound, and they come up with something new every release, which is nice.
And they're always such humble musicians.
Yeah,
which is
they're
always
nice people.
Yeah.
They did a tour that didn't stop here, but they just wrapped it up, and they had a bunch of dates that were actually free to attend, which is kind of neat for a band of their caliber and based on how well-known they are to actually still do that and reach out to the fans in that way. So, yeah, we're going to play another song for you now. This is by a local band called Modern Day Poets. It is their latest single called This City. Kind of has a really haunting vibe, and also the video as well if you wanted to go check that out. So, yeah, it is called This City by Modern Day Poets.
Open, she lets you win.
welcome back. This is Chloe speaking, and the song you just heard was Clay Carefully by Jenny Banai. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She's an indie folk artist from Vancouver. This was off her debut album, Flowering Head, which came out last Saturday. And her that's available for streaming and purchase on Bandcamp. So I recommend you check it out. A very ethereal kind of...
nice instrumentals.
Yeah, nice instrumental sound. Yeah. What song is up next, Natalie?
Next, we're going to play Rule Number 7, Bracket the Half-Life, by Fine Times. Fine Times is an indie pop duo from Vancouver. This is a track off their new EP, Bad Better, that was released via Light Organ Records. Yeah, I really like their sound, really catchy stuff. The EP was actually produced by Tom Dobrzanski from the Zolas, and hence they'll actually be opening for the Zolas on November 5th at the Imperial alongside Hannah Epperson. Really great lineup. Just a little disclaimer here, I think there might be a swear word or two in the track, so just in case you don't want to hear it, maybe turn the radio down for a couple minutes. But besides that, yeah, it's a really great song. Once again, this is Rule Number 7, The Half-Life by Fine Times.
Don't talk in the middle, talk in the middle of it. Don't stop in the middle when I've come to look like shit. Don't run.
nevertheless, time I say smiling, get it on my chest. I know it's been a while and I could use a little FaceTime. The face-to-face kind, we need a breakthrough. You're afraid of falling, I'm afraid too. It's murder in the morning, I don't wanna be alone. So just pick up the phone and say hello.
Welcome back. The song that you just heard was Hello by Headley. Headley's a band, I think they're from Abbotsford.
Yeah, they originated in Abbotsford. This was the title track off of their upcoming album, which is due out on November 6th. If you remember, they sang songs like Invincible and
Don't you remember when Perfect. They used to play ads for them in the movie theater? With their old album, which whose name I forgot because I was never a Headley fan.
They had Wild Life or something.
Not
like
that. It was really old.
Let's not. Look
let me
for
look it up.
But that They're song playing. Is great. It's kind of like I think it's pretty catchy. It's clearly pop based, but that's
they're,
not a bad thing.
They're probably in Vancouver today because they're playing at Wee Day.
Wee Day.
That's which is today at Rogers
Wish we
Arena.
Could be there. It's great. It's inspiring a lot of movement. Craig and Mark Kielberger are probably there. We never attended. I think in high school, if you did volunteering, they gave you like passes to go to We Day. But it's a great movement. It happens all throughout Canada, and I think they even have
U.S. too.
Events. Yeah, in the States, Seattle. Yeah, all over.
I got the album. It was Famous Last Words, the one with songs like For the Nights I Can't Remember, Never Too Late.
So basically, you missed the
old This was Headley. 2007. Wow. Okay, that was a while ago.
That was 8 years ago.
Anyways, next song.
The next song we have is Never Tear Us Apart by Roco Code. And Roco Code is an indie pop duo, kind of dark wave sound. This was off their new EP, Panic Attack, which is out now, so make sure you check it out. Never Tear Us Apart by Roco Code.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart. We could lay
City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie speaking, and the song that you just heard was Ghost by Letters to Daisy. They are a kind of British acoustic pop band. A really great track. I actually found them off of Bandcamp. That was off their new EP by the same name, Ghost. And yeah, it's a really cute song. I really like the male-female vocal trade-offs. Kind of has this really sweet, light quality to it. Speaking of ghosts, yeah, that was my also Halloween thing, why I picked that song. But Chloe, are you dressing up for Halloween this year?
Maybe not.
Are you dressing up?
It's hard for me to kind of like get into the spirit right now.
Why?
Kind of down and out with midterms like other students, but you know, maybe. I don't know. Are you dressing up?
I don't know.
Maybe. Don't,
Maybe it's Why are you asking? Ladybug.
Some people come up with really creative costumes. I know. I always like looking at the blog and seeing people like recreate movie villains or just some people go all out. And I have
and the costumes that look like those authentic costumes like that are actually straight from like a movie or something. Those
That's really just what I said.
I know, but they look so expensive. I can't devote that much time and money to Halloween. What song are we going to play next?
I don't know. Well, let's talk about hockey. So the Canucks are practicing at UBC today, Thunderbird Arena, which I do sometimes. They've been here like 3 times within the last couple of weeks.
Which makes you super excited.
Which is pretty awesome. I think of it as a blessing and a curse because I can't be there all the time to watch. And it's fun watching them practice. I mean, seeing them, you know, you don't have to pay. yeah, seeing them do drills. And apparently the Washington Capitals also had a practice today, so Ovechkin was at UBC for anyone
who knows. Could
they
still be there now?
They could be. Yeah. Very well could be.
So if you wanted to meet Alex Ovechkin.
I don't know how possible that is. But
if you wanted to get a glimpse of Alex Ovechkin,
yes, he could still be at
wait around Thunderbird. Just saying. Okay.
Get at it. If I wasn't here, I might be over at Thunderbird right now. Anyways, the next song we have a couple songs left for you. The next song we have is Empire by Andrew Austin, who is a Toronto singer-songwriter. I also came
across
this. Was
it written by him, or does
okay,
he just
good
perform
point.
It?
Okay, this song and even the our second song by Jenna Gogo, it might just be vocals by them. I can't tell.
It might
tell
be an original
Yeah,
song
original song written
for the TV show The Next Step.
Yeah,
we're
and
not
then
quite sure.
The vocals are by them, but they're still performing the song. So I would call this, I couldn't find who composed it, but Andrew Austin sang the vocals on this song. So here's Empire by, or vocals by Andrew Austin.
There's nowhere left to go but down. So were we wasting all our time on this endless climb? If you look, you'll find we built an
Welcome back. Yeah, we have one more song left for you, but before we do, a couple quick notes. I don't know. Nally went
the
to the Peak Performance Project Showcase, the final one, which had
on Thursday, Van Damsel, JP Maurice, and Windmills were playing. It was the first showcase I had went to, and I guess probably my last, since as far as we know, this is the last year they're doing it. But it was a lot of fun, and we'll probably be spinning tunes from all three of those acts. sometime soon. I'm pretty sure we have played a few of them before already, but yeah, it was a really great show. I guess there's one more live show for the Peak Performance Project, which is on November, I want to say 19th. It's the finale at the Commodore. I'm looking forward to seeing who makes the top three. Yeah, so next in the next hour from 2 to 3 is the Extra Environmentalist, so you can stay tuned for that. We have another show on November the 4th, that will be in 2 weeks. From 1 to 2, we may or may not be having a couple guests on that show. Are we, Chloe?
I don't know. I hope so. We're trying to, I think we might be getting Harrison Houday in and Nicholas Coombe,
who are local actors, musicians. And hopefully they can join us. We've been talking to them about it, and they seem pretty interested, so.
They do busking on the streets of Gastown, I think. They have a couple of clips of covers and then some original songs that you can check out on their Facebook page, which I believe is Whom, H-O-O-M. Yeah, that's a duo name.
Okay, and yeah, so we're going to play one more song for you. Hope everyone has a safe Halloween. Should be a good one. And yeah, the last song we're going to play is Jumpstart My Bones by Emily Chambers. She is a Vancouver singer-songwriter, kind of has a very classic soulful R&B kind of vibe going on. This is her latest single, and she'll actually be playing at the Biltmore this Saturday, opening for Delta Ray and Gillette Johnson. So if you want to see her live and you really enjoy the song, you can check her out there. Once again, this is Jumpstart My Bones by Emily Chambers. We hope you enjoy, and thank you for tuning in.
my bones.